reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host in here. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Brother Hassanain and Sister Bita. Welcome.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us.
Assalamu alaikum, dear sister, brother, and listeners. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, wa alaikum assalam, both of you.
I am Bita, and I'm studying medicine at one of the universities in Tehran.
I'm Hassanain, and I'm studying in a Hawza, and I'm pursuing Islamic sciences from the Islamic Seminary Qom.
So, wish you both a lot of luck. So, as we grow up, we come up to be raised on this notion that you have to pick a perfect job for yourself. And then, as in the very early stages of our life, when we're kids, we start to dream about our future job. Now, we don't have so much of definition and reasons why I do pick this job, but I do pick a job. And when I was a little girl, I used to think that, okay, being a teacher is the best job in the world.
Nice.
Yeah. Of course, I changed it throughout time.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I'm just talking about childish dream for your job. Now, what was your dream job when you were a child?
You know, it was crazy. I always was looking
at
different movies, and I wanted to be some specific and amazing scientist over a novelist who won the Nobel Prize and so on. And when I grew up, I understood that, okay, it's
life
not possible.
Life is short. You cannot be all of these things.
Yeah,
at the same
exactly.
Time. You have to pick one.
The thing is, whenever you ask a child that what you're going to be in the future, they are like so ambitious and fantasizing everything.
Yeah,
astronauts. And my sister always told me that I'm going to go to NASA.
Nice, what about you, brother? Yeah.
When I was very young, like, you know, the fantasy type of job for me was like being a pilot.
Yeah, all the boys like to be pilots. Why is that?
And police.
It's fun. Like, you know, traveling to different places and all. So,
They would love to go through that, planes in the skies.
Yeah,
so it's nice. Yeah, there are different jobs that we consider as dream jobs when we're children. But when we grow older, we come up to face the realities of life. And okay, there's one job that you have to pick for yourselves. And then there's another thing in the middle, which is your talents and your abilities. It's not just, okay, I like to be an astronaut and I would be. No, it's not like that. You have to go through too much of hardships and whatsoever. But right now, what is your estimation of a dream job in today's world? According to you, what people would call a dream job in nowadays world?
You know, salary nowadays is a criteria for a job to be great.
Unfortunately.
And yeah, the more you make and the more the satisfaction you have for the job is the criteria that job is the best job ever.
Yeah.
And for example, when you check your friend's sites that what are the best jobs ever, the only criteria is money. And
so, and according to that salary making, what will be the best job in today's world?
Nowadays, I think the people who are using different computer language programming.
Yeah.
Yeah, those people are making
IT
so much money.
Engineers,
exactly,
you mean,
IT engineers.
Exactly, IT engineers.
You know, they are making more than doctors and physicians and surgeons.
Maybe. And you, brother?
The whole thing about dream job is subjective. So today, so you know, like youngsters, the thing like, you know, like maybe being a social media influencer.
Exactly.
Might be this, you know.
Models.
Models
they're into modeling. Yeah. They're into, I don't know, being some celebrities, like turning into celebrities according to media and whatever. Which
the good thing about it is that it also gets you fame.
Yeah, because it has got fame. I told you, privilege, that's very important. You must have privilege. You must rule people's mind. That's another factor they take into consideration. Now, we opened it up this way. Let's think about it. And then after the break, we'll be back to see what's more.
Music.
people who study humanity or those people who are in absolute science or working on absolute science are losing their faith in their jobs. Do you know what I mean? Like, for example, if you are going to be an expert in, for example, psychology, and not psychology, because nowadays even the psychologists are among the top jobs, I suppose. Not all of them, of course. Those who are good with media are going to have a fame, and that way they're going to get a good job. But then other people who like to study sociology, or like us who study literature, like the people who are studying only math or only physics,
yeah,
the absolute physics or chemistry, these people are getting into the borderlines, and you know, they're not going to have a lot of chances and opportunities in this world.
You know, the more practical the major you have, the mm-hmm. more money you will make. It's something really natural, you know, something like absolute
physics. But nowadays
physics.
It's different.
And it may be, you know, by the way, by practical, I mean, like, the more you have to communicate with other people, mm-hmm. the more you make money. For example, look at all the therapies.
How come this communication comes to be a criteria?
You know, I think because it's the need of the new generation.
Okay,
they
philosophy
so
is not the need of new generation.
It is, but
so
it's not the priority.
The person who's studying philosophy, shouldn't they have a perfect job for themselves?
You know, the point is, when you look at youngsters, they are dealing with so many basic things that they don't have, you know, that enthusiasm for something like philosophy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're dealing with some basic things.
Yeah.
And this is the point of fortunately. And another criteria which we...
They're on the surface.
Yeah.
Over the surface.
Exactly. Over the surface. And another criteria which I think I have to mention here is the social status, mm-hmm. which most of the people are looking for, especially families. You know, for example, they tell their children, you have to be doctor, you have to be engineer.
They inculcate them ever since they are children.
Exactly. Because you're going to be accepted in the mm-hmm. society and this and that, which
and
is upsetting
you know,
for me.
It's the perspective of a developing country. They all say to their children that you must be either engineer or doctor.
Yeah.
Or at the very, you know, the other side of the story, it could be a lawyer as well, because lawyers could make
exactly.
money. Only in this way you're going to survive, and only in this way you're going to have money to feed yourself and have a life. You know what I mean?
That's what people have made the criteria. So, mm-hmm. you know, like, what about good earning jobs?
But is it the same for all the countries?
Yeah, it's a stereotype, like the most of the Asians.
Either
doctors or engineers.
Developing countries all would think like this way, that if you're not these groups that I mentioned, then you're lost. And unfortunately, what you see in reality is applicable to what they say.
And, you know, thinking about all the talents that mm-hmm. are killed because of these mindsets is really bothering
now that's
and annoying.
The point. Yeah. And so, brother, now I have a question. In setting these stereotypes, what would happen to the talents that sister was talking about? Like, for example, somebody is going to make a perfect philosopher, mm-hmm. but then he or she has to go be a doctor. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be perfect doctors because their brain is somewhere else. Their heart is somewhere else.
Yeah, that's actually the bad side of, you know...
The cruelty of life.
Yeah, and like building these type of, you know, norms and principles. Mm-hmm. You know, these talent, you know, they just go unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you know, that someone wants to be a good artist, you know, you know, you won't make any money making those paintings.
Exactly.
Who's gonna pay you?
Exactly.
But then he like, you know, forcibly joins a university, like, to become doctor, engineer, whatever it may be. Then he won't have interest in that, right?
Exactly.
He's never gonna be happy with that. So, and the talent that he had, He could have actually become the artist, like, you
like
know,
landmarks the,
like
that we have
Picasso,
in history.
Picasso, yeah.
He
so,
would have been
like, these
else.
Talents go unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing is, like, first you need to, you know, find your talent mm-hmm. and find your interest and what makes you happy.
Going back to modern day, I would say that, no, that's not enough. I did not agree with that notion of stereotypes that we were talking about just... lastly, but then at the same time, I would say that now the world has changed and you cannot say that, okay, go follow whatever you like. Because sometimes the thing that you like is not going to feed you.
This is exactly the thing that I wanted to mention, that, you know, your interest and your talent doesn't come in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. Sometimes you have talent something that you don't like it.
Yeah.
And it is really sad, but this is the time that you have to sacrifice your interest.
Yeah, but then there's another thing which I'm going to mention after the break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality, and this is the last part of today's episode. Well, now, here comes this question that, okay, who sets these rules and principles that being a doctor means being a wealthy person? Being a model means that you're going to be a wealthy person. Who sets these rules?
You know, the problem is whenever we want to judge something, we look at the rare examples of that society.
Exceptions.
Yeah, exactly. Exceptions. And exceptions, unfortunately, don't break the rule. That's and the great. Rule here is being a doctor is a really difficult road, which takes time. You know, it takes, for example, more than 12 years out of you. And at the age of 35, you're going to start your job.
Well, okay. Again, in here, I had to add something.
Yeah.
Not all the doctors are the same, and not all, it seems at least like so, because when you check them on media, then
yeah.
you see that not all of them are going
yeah, yeah.
through too
I
much
know
of
the
difficulties.
Point. I know. Yeah, I'm talking about the professional ones that that want to be something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, but the problem is we're looking at the salary of those doctors who had graduated mm-hmm. 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And they are so experienced, so old, and they have, you know, a huge amount of expertise
yeah.
that it takes time for you to reach
of
to
course.
That point. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
change the way that you are judging these jobs and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I wanted to add something, that there is nothing like the best job ever. Okay,
exactly.
You have to look at your skills, your situation, the need of the society is really
yeah.
important, the demands that you have for the job, and then go for something which is appropriate for you. This
yeah.
is the best job.
So, brother, your last words.
You know, these like principles and these norms are set like according to the incomes and earnings that people make. So usually doctors make good money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a thing like, you know, you become a doctor and all.
But nowadays, celebrities and models are even way more better than doctors.
Way more.
Yeah, so like no. if you look at the bigger image, it might be like this. You know, but you
and
know,
I'm not talking about the personal lives and about their mentality, their psychology. I'm not digging deep.
You know, apart from that, even, you know, the small things that usually go unnoticed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, someone's a writer, some writes books, and some.
And they don't make money, of course.
Sometimes they make more money than these doctors and actors.
Writers.
Like, yeah.
They have only 5 years before death they would make money.
No, not necessarily.
For all the greatest writers of time, I would say it like this, that they all got that fame and money right when they were 2 years before their death.
Now, what about the writer of Harry Potter?
Okay, that's a different thing. That's commercial sort of writing.
If you actually make the right use of your skills,
mm-hmm.
if you have the right implementations.
Yeah, that's part of it. And the other part of it, I guess it might be, maybe it would be a test of your life and maybe your chance was just by your side and many things. Many things, not necessarily
so, yeah,
your
the,
talent.
The factors that decide like
exactly.
what happens.
Yeah. So some people try so hard to get the job they love. They try so hard. They go for it. They're so talented. But unfortunately, they're not going to get the dream job they had in their mind. So they shouldn't lose their hope in whatever they're doing. And the people who are doing something worthy are going to be considered somewhere, finally, you know, because whatever you try hard for, eventually you're going to get the fruit out of it. And even if you don't get that, then you have created, you have developed an insight of your own. And that's the idea behind that. That's the whole thing that we want out of a perfect job, to improve ourselves, our personality, and to be a better human being. So not necessarily money is going to be the criteria for everything. So, yeah. I'm sure there's still a lot more to talk about this topic, but time is running and we have to Bid you farewell. Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.